Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Another summer day has come and gone away from Paris and Rome, but I want to go home.
A lot of people these days, this is the musical portion of this hour, every hour in this segment, we focus on some musical news and news around Michael Bublé and his family, not good, sadly. He was on Facebook announcing that his three-year-old son, a youngster named Noah, has been diagnosed with cancer and that he and his wife would be stepping away from their careers to focus on his son's treatment. That makes a lot of sense, actually. He wrote, "We're devastated about the cancer diagnosis of our oldest son. He's currently undergoing treatment in the U.S. One of the things that, put yourself in this position, this allows us to talk about something that is, Victoria and I were just off the air talking about fear-based thinking. I think it's a parent's worst fear think about what might happen.
Yeah, of course. Not
that I think thoughts are things, so I don't want to think this way. But there are a lot of children who are coming down with lots of diseases that they didn't have. We as a society didn't have as a problem before. A number of early serious problems with cancer with youngsters is growing and growing and growing.
Well, I think that's true, but there's also, a lot of kids would just die before. I mean, there's a lot of medicine that can keep them going.
I'm not saying that's not the case. That's a good point to make. But getting there in the first place, why is there more cancer now with that age group than there was 50 years ago, 100 years ago? And I maintain it's the food that we eat.
And it's we have so many environmental factors, too. I mean, when you look at all the chromium 6 that's in all the water supply, I mean, there's so much out there now that wasn't there.
In water and in food. And we're burying our head in the sand when it comes to this sort of thing and not doing anything about it. Well, that's not true. There's a lot of noise being made, but is that going to carry the day? In some circumstance, I suppose it might. But the fact that we're letting these companies get away with poisoning us with the stuff. I mean, you look at Roundup and what gets put onto the stuff, some produce that's grown by the big agribusinesses.
Well, even household chemicals, things that, you know, I mean, there's so many environmental factors, air fresheners. I mean, all of it's toxic. I mean, it all is.
Yeah, it's all
clean, so doesn't have a smell. And, you know, and that's sort of the
lemon and vinegar are great cleansing agents.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Just pass that along as a solution.
Yep.
And wish Michael Bublé and his wife and his son Noah well. Lots of good thoughts, because thoughts are things. Think well about recovery and he'll recover. That's, in my estimation, that's the best way to help out. From the Country Music Association, statement refuting reports that the organization deleted all mentions of Beyonce and the Dixie Chicks from their social accounts and website because of a racist online comment against Beyonce. Is that true? Anybody see that?
I did not see it, no.
There apparently were some comments to aim towards the CMAs for having Beyonce on the show. So,
what, black people can't sing country music? Hello, country Charlie Pride. Go back and check him out.
I don't think that's how the country music performers feel, and you know, but
well, is the question to the country music official, people who like country
these
music?
These are the fans that are
making
these comments.
The fans don't like it. Why? Why don't they like it? Because they're racist? Is that the...
I can't explain racism.
Although,
don't know.
Although plenty of people liked it, because I think this was the most watched CMA of all time.
It was the whole show was incredible, not
so
just
the question that I turn around then, is this a tempest in a teapot and something being made out of nothing that we probably ought not to pay much attention to? I mean, so some people are racist. We know that. Meanwhile, and I'm not a Beyonce fan at all by any stretch of the imagination, but we watched a little of that, and it was, you know, I said, okay. I asked the same question because I don't think she fits into my definition of what country music is.
There's politics involved here, too, because Beyonce has made political statements in her performances as have the Dixie Chicks, and to match them up, you know.
Uh-huh. They aren't the same. Well,
there
I guess in a sense they were. Yeah.
Well,
good
I mean.
Point. Yeah. All right, 28 past the hour.
It wasn't always.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactive Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This lady is fast and has Olympic gold and silver to show for it. She has 9 World Cup downhill race wins and is a member of the National Ski Hall of Fame.
I felt like physically I was invincible. I was capable of anything I wanted on my skis.
So where is Peekaboo Street now? Peekaboo released her autobiography, Peekaboo, Nothing to Hide, in 2002. She appears on television as a commentator whenever the Winter Olympics roll around. She's also done commercials for Nike, Mountain Dew, and ChapStick. And in 2012, Peekaboo competed on an NBC military-based reality show called Stars Earn Stripes.
We start in ashore, and it all hits me like a ton of bricks.
Oh, man, it's going to be all on me when we get to the beach.
No slope is too slippery for Peekaboo Street. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.